Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us today from around the world, wherever you may be. Good morning. It's good to have you with us today for another in the series of Read the Word, the majestic Word of God. I saw it. I don't remember how many days we are into this month, but or into this year, but wow, time's flying, and we're already into 2 Samuel and 1 Chronicles. Wow. Probably read 20 Psalms by now. The majestic Word of God that is fulfilled right in front of your eyes every day. You can find everything that's happening in the news prophesied in this word. Pretty amazing. So let's get started. Tonight we're going to be talking about King David again. Here we go. Pray our open prayer together today. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so that I will know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Here we go. 1 Samuel. 2 Samuel, chapter 7. Here we go. God's covenant with David came to pass when the king was dwelling in his house. The Lord had given him rest from all of his enemies, all around. The king said to Nathan the prophet, "See, now I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tents." Curtains. Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that's in your heart. God is with you." It happened that night that the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, would you build a house for me to dwell in? For I have not dwelt in a house since the time that I brought the children of Israel up from Egypt, even to this day. They've moved about in a tent and in a tabernacle." Verse 7. "Wherever I have moved about with all the children of Israel, have I ever spoken a word to anyone from the tribes of Israel whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar?" Verse 8. "Therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. Now I've been with you wherever you have gone, cut off all your enemies from before you, have made you a great name, like the name of the great men who are on the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them anymore as previously. Since the time I commanded judges to be over my people, Israel, and have caused you to rest from all your enemies, and the Lord tells you that he will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. You shall build a house for my name, and I will establish his kingdom forever. Look at that promise. I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, with the blows of the sons of men. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever, according to all the words, according to all the to this vision. So Nathan spoke to David. When you think about what God just said to David, David chased God with such fervency forever. It'll be your family that are ruling and reigning. And that's a pretty serious thing, because if you ever get God to say forever, all of a sudden, forever is an extremely long time. And God is not like humans. Humans say words they don't mean. But not God. God means every word he says. 1 Samuel 7:18. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O Lord God? What is my house that you have brought me this far? And yet this was a small thing in your sight, O Lord. And you have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come." Forever. That's a great while. "Is this the manner of men, of man, O Lord God? Now, what more can David say to you? For you, Lord God, know your servant for your word's sake. And according to your own heart, you have done all these great things to make your servant know them. Therefore, you are great, O Lord God. There is none like you, nor is there any God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And who is like your people, like Israel, the one nation on earth whom God went to redeem for himself as a people, to make for himself a name, and to do for yourself great and awesome deeds for your land before your people whom you redeemed for yourself from Egypt, the nations and their gods." Think about it. Over and over, God said, "I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing it for my name's sake, because I put my name on it." And the one time said to God, "You shouldn't destroy him, because what will your enemies say about you?" And God said, "Okay, I'm going to listen to Moses." Here we go. It's 24. "For you have made your people Israel, your very own people, forever, and you, Lord, have become their God. Now, O Lord God, the word which you have spoken concerning your servant, concerning his house, establish it forever and do as you have said. So let your name be great and magnified forever. The Lord of hosts is the God over Israel, Let the house of your servant David be established before you. For you, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, have revealed this to your servant, saying, I will build you a house. Therefore, your servant has found it in his heart to pray this prayer to you. And now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are true, and you have promised this goodness to your servant. Now, therefore, let it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue before you forever, for you, O Lord God, have spoken it. And with your blessing, let the house of your servant be blessed forever. I like that prayer of blessing. 1 Chronicles chapter 17. Came to pass when David was dwelling in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, See now I dwell in the house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under tent curtains. Nathan said to David, Do all that's in your heart, for God is with you. Happened that night that the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell my servant David, Thus says the Lord, You shall not build me a house to dwell in, for I have not dwelled in a house since the time that I brought up out of Egypt, even to this day, but have gone from tent to tent and from one tabernacle to another. Moreover, I have moved about with Israel, with all Israel. Have I ever spoken a word to any of the judges of Israel whom I commanded to shepherd my people, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? Verse 7, Now therefore thus shall you say to my servant David, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold and following the sheep to rule over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have gone and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And have made you a name like the name of the great men who were on earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them, that they dwell in a place of their own and move no more. I like that. I don't like moving. Nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them anymore as previously. Since the time I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and I will subdue all your enemies. Furthermore, I tell you that the Lord will build you a house, and it shall be when your days are fulfilled, when you must go to be with your fathers, that I will set up your seed after you, who will be of your sons. And I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father. He shall be my son, and I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took it away from him who was before you. And I will establish him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that you have brought me this far? And yet, this was a small thing in your sight, O God, and you also have spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come, and have regarded me according to the rank of a man of high degree, O Lord God. 18. What more can David say to you? For the honor of your servant, for you know your servant, O Lord, for your servant's sake, and according to your own heart, you have done all this greatness in making known all these great things. O Lord, there is none like you, nor is there any God besides you according to all that we have heard with our ears, like you, people of Israel, the one nation on the earth whom God went to redeem for himself as a people, to make for yourself a name by great and awesome deeds, by driving out nations before your people, whom you redeemed from Egypt. For you have made your people Israel your very own people forever. And you, Lord, have become their God. And now, O Lord, the word which you have spoken concerning your servant, concerning his house, let it be established forever, and do as you have said. So let it be established, that your name may be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, and Israel's God, and let the house of your servant David be established before you. For you, O my God, have revealed to your servant that you will build him a house. Therefore, your servant has found it in his heart to pray before you. And now, Lord, you are God, and have promised this goodness to your servant. Now, you have been pleased to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue before you forever. For you have blessed it, O Lord, and it shall be blessed forever.
Amen.
May God his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Now, you can see that these two chapters coincides, you know, pretty much almost word for word. One was written by David, and then one was probably written by a scribe, or maybe even copied from David. But we're beginning to see the Psalms come into effect, and it won't be long, and the prophets are going to be prophesying, because they're all there, and it won't be long you'll be seeing them. Jesus, mighty name. This is what's amazing. You can find verses in there in the New Testament, and that means the Old Covenant. David was, I believe David was 1,000 years before Jesus. You remember? Let's just take a look. David was 1,000 years before David. I mean, before Jesus. That's pretty amazing. And he's writing verses and he's writing prophecies about Jesus. And God is prophesying to David, one of your descendants is going to be on the throne forever. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And in it is a principle for every one of us to live by every day. Jesus, mighty name. Well, it is time to pray the prayer of salvation. And we want to give anyone who's with us the opportunity to meet our, become one with the Father. And, of course, we have over 36 nations from around the world streaming with us. So you don't ever know when somebody's going to be listening to the program and want to give their life to God and want to walk with God, whatever the word is you say. So we always pray the prayer of salvation. If you pray this prayer with me right now, in 60 seconds, your whole life will be different and you'll be right with God. Ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need your help in my life every day.
I know I need your help in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
I now speak with my lips.
I now speak with my lips.
What I believe in my heart.
What I believe in my heart.
That you, Jesus, raised from the dead.
You, Jesus, raised from the
on
dead.
On the third day, just for me.
On the third day, just for me.
And I thank you for
it. And I thank you for it.
Put your hands up and just say, I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now, Lord.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful
as
life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen and amen. Now, you might say, wow, Pastor, something's going on the inside. It is going. If you meant it from your heart, something's going on the inside. Why? Because Jesus, the light of the world, just filled you, and that drove out the darkness. Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, just filled you, and that drove out fear. So with darkness gone and fear gone, guess what? Now life and life more abundantly can come to you. So Jesus brings all of his righteousness and, wow, he gives you his righteousness to function by. And that's how you and I live every single day of our life in Jesus' mighty name. Now, watch this. In that 60 seconds, your whole eternity changed from having the judgment that could lead to eternal damnation, and now having it wiped out and your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. You literally have become one with the Father. Now, you got a lot to learn, you know, we all do, but that is what's going on the inside of you. And when you think about Apostle Paul, he said, and the life I now live in the flesh, that's this, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So we're living by Jesus' faith every day. And if you're not, then quit trying to do your own thing, your own way. Start living by his faith. He wants you to. Because it's so much safer. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus, mighty name. They put my email address and website in there. hgpreacherman@gmail.com for Holy Ghost. And our physical mailing address, P.O. Box 4315. Is that right? Mm-hmm. 24. Yeah, 43. Blue 42. Go long. 4315 Williston, North Dakota, 58802. Well, our house, our apartment is 2415, and I always get it right every time I talk about it, even if it's a faith statement. So, thank you for being a part of this. We want to help you walk in God. Remember, this is Saturday morning. Tomorrow morning, for Read the Word, receive communion together. So we want you to remember to be a part of us in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Serious. Send me an email. I want to hear from you. Tell me your story. Ask me a question. Give me a testimony. Till we see you again. This is what we say. Remember this. We love you like we really do. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.